With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The COVID-19 pandemic disrupted holiday shopping this year. How were local businesses impacted? WXPR's Aaron Gottsacker spoke with some small business owners to find out.
As people pack away decorations at the close of an unusual holiday season, local business owners analyze their earnings. Some did better than expected. Others fight to stay afloat.
It has been just an absolutely brutal year.
That's George Roman. He owns Roman Cinema and the Fun Factory Sweet Shop, both in Rhinelander. The period between Thanksgiving and New Year is one of his busiest times for both businesses, but especially his movie theater.
It's something that theaters look forward to every year.
This year, two movies opened on Christmas Day, Wonder Woman 1984 and News of the World. Because of those movies, Roman's theaters saw their biggest audiences since March.
It still pales in comparison, right? But it was by far and away the most bodies that have come through our door in months.
Roman says he's done everything he can think of to make people feel safe in his movie theater, from sanitizing countertops to hosting private showings. Even so, his theater has taken a major hit compared to last year.
We're running at 4%. Wow. Of our revenues. That's insane.
The new federal stimulus package contains a provision that should help. Roman says he hopes it will be enough to keep his doors open for another year.
My family has operated movie theaters in Rhinelander since 1921. Next year is 100 years, and I've been saying all along, I just want to get there. Right? I just want to get to the 100 years.
Unlike his movie theater, Roman's candy store has had better fortune. And so has Fourth Floral, a Rhinelander business that's been in Ruth Hempel's family for 120 years. Hempel says her flower business is doing as well this year as in years past, if not better.
I almost hate to say that because there's so many businesses that are struggling, but we just happen to be lucky that we're in that. We're just in the right product category right now, you know what I mean?
She says people send flowers as a way to send their love, and that's something everyone can use a little more of. For WXPR News, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
The Langlade County Sheriff's Office hopes someone knows who shot a red-tailed hawk. In a Facebook post, the department says a deputy responded to the report of the injured bird on Christmas Eve near County Road A and Kramer Road. The bird was taken to the Raptor Education Group to be treated. Workers trying to help the bird said it had no outward signs of injury, although he was not standing. An X-ray showed the hawk had been shot. Red-tailed hawks are a federally protected species. Anyone with information should contact the Langlade County Sheriff's Office or Langlade County Crime Stoppers on Facebook. The Northwoods Alliance and Partners in Forestry Cooperative recently published a handbook for forest conservation in the Northwoods. It's a resource for anyone interested in conserving or managing their land. Joe Hovel is one of the people responsible for making the book come to life.
Primary goal of doing that handbook project was to promote just this idea of trying to keep lands wholesome and keep them important to families and engage families in their management of their lands.
Hovel says managing property is important, and doing so can lead to environmental, economic, and social benefits. To learn more about the handbook and how Hovel and his son manage their land together, go to WXPR.org. Wouldn't it be nice to find your sidewalk had already been cleared after a snowstorm? A group of do-gooders in Marshfield is hoping to lift spirits and clear paths this winter. The Secret Snow Shoveling Society was started by Mandy Chonaki, who is also a member of the Wisconsin National Guard.
It's always been kind of near and dear to my heart to give back to the community. So I put a message out on Facebook, a few parent groups I'm a part of in the Marshfield area, asking if anybody would be interested if I put this group together.
Now over 100 people are part of the group that helps shovel driveways throughout the community. Ginger Heyer is one of the volunteers.
Always good to give back. You have to think of someday maybe your mother or your grandmother or maybe your daughter or someone would need help, and that, like, when you give and help other people, it just makes you feel good.
The group does take referrals and hopes to help their neighbors throughout the winter. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Even as vaccines are being rolled out to battle coronavirus, wordsmiths at Lake Superior State University in Michigan's Upper Peninsula say they want to kick any trace of it from the English language COVID-19 and social distancing are thrown in with we're all in this together. In an abundance of caution, and in these uncertain times, on the school's lighthearted list of banned words and phrases for 2021. Our forecast today becoming mostly sunny with a high near 28. For tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies and a low around 12. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 30. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.